The shadow, he notices, has fallen on the wrong cheek. He must be mistaken. He peers more closely. A crackle of electricity seizes him. He steps forwards, waves swilling around his knees. It is as if someone has taken a paintbrush and run it from her cheekbone to her chin, splashed tiny flecks of brown paint across the rest of her face and neck. He should look away, but he can't. He cannot believe that this quiet village could contain someone so extraordinary. Here, among the nettles and the dirt and the crumpled cottages. "Have a long look, why don't you?" she says. There is challenge in her eyes, as if waiting for him to flinch. Her words rip a hole in him. He flushes.
I,
he stammers.
I didn't...
Silence takes over. The waves spit at him and thunder over the stones.